Numbers chapter 3. These also are the generations, records of Aaron and Moses, in the day that the Lord Jehovah spoke with Moses in Mount Sinai. And these are the names of the sons of Aaron, Nadab the firstborn, and Abihu, Eleazar, and Ithamar. These are the names of the sons of Aaron, the priests who were anointed, whom he consecrated, made holy to minister in the priest's office. And Nadab and Abihu died before the Lord Jehovah, when they offered strange fire before the Lord Jehovah, in the wilderness of Sinai, and they had no children. And Eleazar and Ithamar ministered in the priest's office in the sight of Aaron their father. And the Lord Jehovah spoke to Moses, saying, Bring the tribe of Levi near, and present them before Aaron the priest, that they may minister to him. And they shall keep his charge, and the charge of the whole congregation before the tabernacle of the congregation to do the service of the tabernacle. And they shall keep all the instruments of the tabernacle of the congregation, and the charge of the children of Israel to do the service of the tabernacle. And you shall give the Levites to Aaron and to his sons. They are wholly given to him out of the children of Israel. And you shall appoint Aaron and his sons. And they shall wait on their priest's office, and the stranger who comes near shall be put to death. And the Lord Jehovah spoke to Moses, saying, And I have taken the Levites from among the children of Israel in the place of all the firstborn who opens the womb among the children of Israel. Therefore the Levites shall be mine, because all the firstborn are mine, because on the day that I struck all the firstborn in the land of Egypt I hallowed, made holy to myself all the firstborn in Israel, both man and beast, they shall be mine. I am the Lord Jehovah. And the Lord Jehovah spoke to Moses in the wilderness of Sinai, saying, Number the children of Levi after the house of their fathers, by their families, every male from a month old and upward you shall count them. And Moses numbered them according to the word of the Lord Jehovah, as he was commanded. And these were the sons of Levi by their names, Gershon, and Kohath, and Merari. And these are the names of the sons of Gershon by their families, Libni and Shimei, and the sons of Kohath by their families, Amram, and Izhar, Hebron, and Uziel, and the sons of Merari by their families, Mahli and Mushi. These are the families of the Levites according to the house of their fathers. Of Gershon was the family of the Libnites, and the family of the Shimites. These are the families of the Gershonites. Those who were numbered of them, according to the number of all the males, from a month old and upward, even those who were numbered of them were 7,500. The families of the Gershonites shall pitch behind the tabernacle westward, and the chief of the house of the father of the Gershonites shall be Eliasaph the son of Lael. And the charge of the sons of Gershon in the tabernacle of the congregation shall be the tabernacle, and the tent, its covering, and the hanging for the door of the tabernacle of the congregation, and the hangings of the court, and the curtain for the door of the court, which is by the tabernacle, and by the altar all around, and its cords for all its service. And of Kohath was the family of the Amramites, and the family of the Izharites, and the family of the Hebronites, and the family of the Uzielites. These are the families of the Kohathites. And the number of all the males from a month old and upward were 8,600, keeping the charge of the sanctuary. The families of the sons of Kohath shall pitch their tents on the side of the tabernacle southward. And the chief of the house of the father of the families of the Kohathites shall be Elizaphan, the son of Uziel. And their charge shall be the Ark of the Covenant, and the table and the candlestick, and the altars and the vessels of the sanctuary with which they minister, and the hanging and all its service. And Eleazar the son of Aaron the priest shall be chief over the chief of the Levites, and have the oversight of those who keep the charge of the sanctuary. Of Merari was the family of the Mahlites, and the family of the Mushites. These are the families of Merari, and those who were numbered of them, according to the number of all the males, from a month old and upward, were 6,200. And the chief of the house of the father of the families of Merari was Zuriel the son of Abihail. These shall pitch on the side of the tabernacle northward. And under the custody and charge of the sons of Merari shall be the boards of the tabernacle, and its bars, and its pillars, and its sockets, and all its vessels, and all that serves it, and the pillars of the court all around, and their sockets, and their pins, and their cords. But those that encamp before the tabernacle towards the east, even before the tabernacle of the congregation eastward, shall be Moses, and Aaron, and his sons, keeping the charge of the sanctuary for the charge of the children of Israel, and the stranger who comes near shall be put to death. all who were numbered of the Levites, which Moses and Aaron numbered at the commandment of the Lord Jehovah, throughout their families, all the males from a month old and upward, were 22,000. And the Lord Jehovah said to Moses, Number all the firstborn of the males of the children of Israel from a month old and upward, and take the number of their names. And you shall take the Levites for me, I am the Lord Jehovah, instead of all the firstborn among the children of Israel, and the cattle of the Levites instead of all the firstborn among the cattle of the children of Israel. And Moses numbered, as the Lord Jehovah commanded him, all the firstborn among the children of Israel. And all the firstborn males by the number of names, from a month old and upward, of those that were numbered of them, were 22,273. And the Lord Jehovah spoke to Moses, saying, Take the Levites in the place of all the firstborn among the children of Israel, and the cattle of the Levites in the place of their cattle, and the Levites shall be mine. I am the Lord Jehovah. And for those who are to be redeemed of the 273 of the firstborn of the children of Israel which are more than the Levites, you shall even take 5 shekels of silver, about 2 ounces or 57 grams apiece by the poll count. After the shekel of the sanctuary you shall take them. The shekel is 20 gerahs. And you shall give the money, with which the odd number of them is to be redeemed, to Aaron and to his sons. And Moses took the redemption money of those who were over and above those who were redeemed by the Levites. Of the firstborn of the children of Israel he took the money, 1,365 shekels, about 546 ounces, just over 34 pounds, 15.5 kilograms, after the shekel of the sanctuary silver, and Moses gave the money of those who were redeemed to Aaron and to his sons, according to the word of the Lord Jehovah, as the Lord Jehovah commanded Moses.